you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Just a quick news update. A woman with a knife was arrested this morning in Venice at a news conference in which LA City Councilman and mayoral candidate Joe Buscaino was speaking about the city's homelessness crisis. An LAPD captain was cut by the knife while helping Buscaino's private security team in detaining the woman. That, according to LAPD information, the woman has not been identified. She told officers that the knife fell out of her pocket and that she has the knife to protect herself from being attacked. Again, there's no injury aside from the police captain who was cut by the knife as the woman was taken into custody. Any additional details, you'll of course hear them over the course of Air Talk and this afternoon at 1 o'clock with All Things Considered, the first NPR Feed of the Day hosted by Austin Cross. Right now, though, we turn our attention to the U.S. Supreme Court, which issued a ruling today about people living in the United States for humanitarian reasons. They are ineligible to apply to get green cards to become permanent legal residents. Joining us is U.S. Supreme Court reporter for Bloomberg Law and co-host of Bloomberg Law's podcast Cases and Controversies, Kimberly Robinson. Kimberly, so good to have you with us. Share with us just briefly what this case entails.
Sure. So as you mentioned, it involves a humanitarian program called Temporary Protective Status. And this allows foreign nationals who are in the United States temporary status to live and be free from the threat of deportation and to work in the United States as long as there's some kind of crisis in their home countries. So here, this couple is from El Salvador, who's been on the list since 2001. But other countries are places like Yemen, Sudan, Venezuela, other places that have these humanitarian problems. And the Supreme Court stuck really close to the text of the statute. And it says not all people who are in TPS status, but those who originally entered the country unlawfully, those people cannot apply for a green card, which would allow them to stay in the country permanently.
And so just to explain, there are people who have the temporary protective status, some of whom came in legally and some of whom came in illegally. Is that right?
That's correct. And so, they are allowed to apply for green card status if they came in lawfully. But if you didn't come in lawfully, then the Supreme Court said the fact that you've been granted TPS status does not cure that. You still have to follow all of the requirements in the statute. And that's something we've really seen from the Supreme Court in these immigration cases, is that they're really sticking closely to what the statutes say. And, wherever it leads them, they've been ruling for and against the government in these immigration cases before the justices.
And this was another unanimous decision. We've had several of these recently.
We have had a number of unanimous decisions. The Supreme Court likes to tout that most of its cases or many of its cases are unanimous. Of course, as we come up on the end of the term, I'd expect to see, these controversial cases come down on along more divided lines. But as of now, more than half of the Supreme Court cases are unanimous.
Also joining us, professor of law at Santa Clara Law, where he specializes in constitutional and immigration law, Pradeepan Gulasekaram. Professor Gulasekaram, so good to have you with us again on Air Talk. Was this any surprise for you to have the court issue this unanimous ruling?
Well, thanks for having me again. I think it is surprising to a certain extent. As the reporter was suggesting, the court is reading the statute. I think what is surprising is that the statute might be amenable to multiple readings, that just because you have statutory text does not mean it's always clear. And in this case, I think there might have been significant ambiguity in how to read the statute. That said, the court did give at least one fair reading of the statute, although one that is going to leave several ten thousands of people in temporary status in legal limbo and subject to removal.
For those who entered the country illegally and were granted a temporary protected status, how does that work? Do they come forward and go through a process to get that determination?
Well, the way the statute works is it allows the Department of Homeland Security, so a presidential administration, to make a determination whether a country falls within that designation. Once it does, then an individual who claims that they can't go back because of those, because of the environmental crisis, because of civil war, pandemic, other extraordinary circumstances, they would then apply affirmatively for the status. They would have to pay filing fees. They would have to go through immigration screening. And then as long as the TPS designation lasts from the administration, would be able to remain in the United States lawfully.
And does that then just leave these individuals in that sort of the TPS status indefinitely?
It does. What it essentially does is it leaves them at the mercy of the presidential administration, and it does not allow them to adjust their status into lawful permanent resident status, or otherwise known as green card status, a permanent way of remaining in the United States. So with each presidential cycle and each president, these people would have to wait to see if the president extends that status or removes it. Until and unless Congress were to act to give them a permanent path to remaining in the United States.
Is there any other line, so to speak, that they could get into for citizenship or for getting a green card, or was this the only avenue available?
Well, I think this is what makes this decision so consequential for this particular group of people who entered unlawfully but received temporary protected status. And that is exactly as you had said, the chances, the opportunities for them to remain in the United States lawfully have now significantly been restricted. And so one of their only options remaining is going to be to either hope that this status continues. And for some people, especially from El Salvador and Honduras, they've already been in this status for 20 years, two decades or more, or to wait for congressional action that would actually provide them a path to lawful status. And as we know, Congress has not acted on immigration in any meaningful, large-scale way in at least 25 to 30 years, and in, by some estimates, 50 years since the last major immigration change.
We're talking with Professor Deep Gulasekaram of Santa Clara Law, Kimberly Robinson, Bloomberg Law, U.S. Supreme Court reporter, with us as well. Kimberly, what are the big cases that we have yet to hear the decisions regarding?
Well, I think two cases that were argued way back in November are really the cases to watch. One involves the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. I think this is the seventh time that the Supreme Court is considering this case, but this one has the potential to bring down the entire Affordable Care Act, although after oral arguments, it seems like that probably isn't the way the justices are going to decide the case. The other is also argued back in November is another in the long line of cases regarding, you know, the Supreme Court's attempt to balance LGBT protections and anti-discrimination laws against religious freedom. And this one involves the Philadelphia foster care system. And, you know, it's a really hard issue for the justices because, you know, they're trying to really balance two important goals.
All right. So that's one where it would seem highly unlikely we would get the unanimous decision we got today.
That's exactly what I was hinting at. You know, these more consequential and controversial decisions tend to divide the justices along ideological lines. So while it's important to know that these unanimous cases are out there, I think the cases that tend to affect people, significantly tend to be these ones that are more divided.
All right. I want to thank you both so much for being with us. That's Kimberly Robinson. She's co-host of Bloomberg Law's Cases and Controversies podcast, also U.S. Supreme Court reporter for Bloomberg Law. And our thanks to Professor Deep Gulasekaram of Santa Clara Law. He specializes in both constitutional and immigration law. It's Air Talk on KPECC, and coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk about the conditions in which thousands of migrant kids are being held. We've, of course, got the Long Beach Convention Center and Fairplex in Pomona, both of which are housing significant numbers of children. We'll talk with someone who has visited both locations next hour.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.